Inzangi kalasu, haywana di kalasu, araba di kalasu. Tekulu kala mofejer brat, mambo Alex, aka Young Central.
Bika dulu, sukran aku mata nina tajunub Sudan. For signing Krita agreement, Lenina to free South Sudan from landmines. Together we can, together we stand.
Let's join our hands together to free South Sudan from landmines.
Main-main aja kak,
Bika dulu.
Dana deh aja kak,
Bika dulu.
Main-main aja kak,
Bika dulu.
Dana deh aja kak,
Bika dulu.
Main sabar red underground, hard dance planted above the ground. Long to moon bara-bara, size to moon bara-bara. Tanin salau dit insan, Tanin salau di Arabat. Salah segeru, mata lemesu, kanta ligo, ode kabara.
Leukuma, how come on, le main ansan, beri main ta.
We can't wait, main ansan cannot wait. We can't wait, main ansan cannot wait.
Main, main, ajaka,
Bika dulu.
Dana de ajaka,
Bika dulu.
Expedit mafi, mafi.
Hey, mobejerat mabi karabu.
Junub Sudan, keli nasuma.
Jadi salam in main akson, Junub Sudan. Alamat amben diwe danger, don't. Alamat ambian diwe salam. Don't go past warning sign.
We can't wait, main akson cannot wait.
Main, main, aja kau.
Indeed, Mine Action cannot wait, and this is an awareness day. Now, if you just tuned in, you've been listening to the United Nations Mine Action song, and this is aimed at making people aware of the dangers of unexploded ordnances around the country ahead of the Mine Action Awareness Day, which is tomorrow. Now, in the studio, we are joined by the artist himself who sang the song, and he is a former deminer, Mambo Alex, and the chief of Mine Action, Fran O'Grady, here in South Sudan to tell us more about Mine Action Awareness. Good morning, Mambo, and good morning, Fran.
Good morning.
Good morning, Aureen.
Right. Now, I'll begin with you, Mambo. That was your voice there, and you composed this song. So tell us, how did you compose this song?
Well, thank you to all our listeners. Mm. This song, I composed this song long time back. It was around 2014. Mm. I wrote the song, but unfortunately, I wasn't my time. The chance was given to some of my fellow artists in J family that time. So the chance was given to me, and it's supposed to be with Rocky J in 2014.
Right.
But when I also prayed, I said, God, one day will open a chance.
Right.
So
And from what you're singing, Tagali Haja De Kap Ukaman Mafi expiry date. So just previously we heard about children who perished, about 12 of them that were looking for scrap. And then you're telling the people that when they see these things, they should go to their nearest, to the nearest authorities and report the matter. Do you think the people out there are aware about these unexploded ordinances?
Yeah, most of them, because actually us being in the Department of Mine Action, we have been working since 2014 up to date. Because what we understood, or what I understand, is that because we have been creating mine awareness in door to door, and then all this time we have been giving the mine awareness,
right.
And then they are aware that when they get explosive remnant of war, this is the right way on how they can they can create safety among the communities. So they have to, more especially like when the children find anything that which is suspicious, they have to report to their parents. If at school, they have to report to the teachers. And then the teachers or the parents, they have to report to the local authorities, most especially the paramount chiefs. And then if the paramount chief also have the wanted information, they have to also to convey the information to the military barracks. If at all, if mine aware, whatever mine action organizations are there, and then the military will just inform us, say that our team comes, right. And then this threat is removed.
You are a musician and a deminer, and you just gave us a glimpse of what you have been doing. But tell us more about your experience.
Well, my experience, actually, I started like a cattle raiser. By then, I used to mime people's songs, like the likes of Chameleon, in 2007, 2008, up to 2009. And then when the community, they started recognizing me, they are giving a lot of respect to my family. And then that impact alone forced me to sing. So in 2013, because I completed my senior four in 2012, so I had to record my song. I recorded a love song which is secular. So my community, they loved the song. And then I was doing things voluntarily. And then my people, they loved me. They loved me so much. And then I continued. That thing gave me a lot of courage. But I did not look much into music. I come to realize that also I have to support myself with getting some job, so that it will support me financially.
So is that how you got yourself into the mine action job?
The first job that I got, it was a security. I was a security guard. Working for AFEX. And then one of DCA coordinator called Mericia. And then the project manager called Fatimira, they engaged among themselves. They said, okay, they have to bring this young boy into
on
the
board.
System.
Okay.
This is how I just I fluked.
Well, thank you so much, Mambo, for bringing us to speed. Yes, Fran, how serious is the problem of unexploded ordinances in South Sudan?
Good morning, Irene, and thanks again for having us on the show. It's very serious. And even though there's been a lot of success over the last decade in removing it, the threat's very much out there. You mentioned earlier the tragic incident that happened just a few weeks ago in Western Bahr Ghazal, and that really brings into focus the dangers that are there. This year's theme for the song, that it's such a catchy song, Bamba. Such a catchy song. Is Mine Action Cannot Wait, and that's this year's global mine action theme as well. So it gets that message out there.
So what are some of the activities that you have laid out?
Yeah, so tomorrow's about creativity. It's about getting across safety messaging for sure, but it's about positive energy. And this time last week, we're sitting here in this booth talking to Radio Moriah about how we were using art as a medium to transfer messaging. And what Mambo's doing is he's using music to do it, because music sticks in our head. And when you look at kids, I mean, when I was a four-year-old, I remember safety messaging about crossing the road, and I can still sing it in my head. So these types of medium Mambo's bringing across. One of the things that Mambo said when we were having coffee this morning that really stood out to me was children train themselves. So that's what he's engaged in. And when I say he, it's Dan Churchade. I want to make a special mention of the NGO, DCA, and their partners as well. I might, if it's okay, Irene, just invite Mambo to read a couple of lines from a poem, just as a sample of what he does. And he did this in collaboration with the community. Is that okay? Have I ambushed you, Mambo?
I'll cross over to Mambo, then come back to your friend. Yes, Mambo, what do you have for us? Blow us away.
Yeah. Actually, this year is a blessed day. Mm. I mean, it's a blessed year. Because I remember since last year, I've been working really like what Frank has said. I've been working hand-to-hand with the school pupils in the community. We write songs, we train them how to sing, and then we go and record songs.
Right.
And then this year, they have been supporting these kids always. So as we speak now, because we have an activity, the first activity that we conduct, we do mind awareness. And then after doing mind awareness, we identify some active children among that awareness. And then we give them another training as a peer risk educator.
All right. So because, what else? I mean, I'm just eagerly waiting to hear your poem.
Yes. All right. Well, like what I did with the children is we have a song that... Landmines are bad, landmines can kill, landmines are dangerous, the same like bombs. Our people are dying, others are blind, properties destroyed, what can we do? Oh, landmines are bad. This is what we does with the children. We also have some dramas, we have poems. We have so far done a lot of things with these kids.
Right.
Yeah.
And that brings me to the question, Fran. I mean, it's one thing talking about landmines to children. And like you said, music sticks, but also the visuals also stick. Can these children identify how these things look like?
They can in general. The unfortunate side is that a lot of these things, explosive things, and it doesn't matter exactly what size they are, they all kill.
Yeah.
They often look like scrap metal, and they look like toys, and that's the constant sort of battle. Because this isn't just a South Sudan issue; this is a global issue. This is, children account, unfortunately, for the largest amount of casualty. That's why we need to keep up efforts like this.
And indeed, it's the children who account for the largest number of victims. So, are there efforts by your organization to probably have printouts of how these things look like, and probably stick them at schools or public places?
Yeah, absolutely. And I think just. Particularly mentioned the national NGOs and organizations out there. About 95% of mine action is done by South Sudanese for the South Sudan people, and that's important. So there's lots of different mediums, printed, visual. What we're doing right now, Irene, is risk education of a sort.
Right.
What we're doing tomorrow is bringing all of those together and getting that message out using music, using art, using dance and positive energy.
Right. And where is this going to happen?
It's going to be in the Palm Africa Hotel in Juba. So yeah, we're looking forward to
open to the
good
public
event. I might just actually mention to Mambo's colleagues that are joining them tomorrow, actually, Lemuro Emmanuel and DJ Alex. Did I get that right?
Yes.
I'm looking forward to seeing your friends as well.
Yeah.
All right. No problem. So, is it open to the public?
Not open to the public. This particular one, no. But we will be sharing it on different platforms, and this is one of those aspects of it.
All right. Well, thank you so much for making out time to come and speak to us today, and this morning. So, in less than a minute, what would your last remark be?
I suppose. My last remark would be to when you look at conveying life-saving messaging, look at what's around you. Look at the talent that's there. By just actually even having coffee with Mambo this morning, I was absolutely inspired. Dealing with the artist last week, absolutely inspired. And I'll go back to when we look at children in particular and getting the message across. I'll go back to what Mambo said. Children train themselves, so engage it and get the message out.
Right. Yes, Mambo.
Yes.
Well, what is your last message out there as an artist and as somebody who is working with the children in this regard?
All right. My last message is that I really feel that we have to save our people of South Sudan, particularly not only children, but men, women, and then girls and the boys. This is according to our training, because when we do mind awareness, we actually does this music say that those people who are deeply in the remote areas, because they have no access to us.
Right.
So by doing so, when they open their radios, they will get access to one of our awareness. And then people should not take this song as a music just, but it's part of our trainings.
Right.
Yeah.
They need to get to the deeper meaning.
Yes.
All right, Mambo Alex and Fran, thank you so much for your time.
Thank you, Irene.
Right. Well, Mambo Alex is an artist and also a former deminer. The song that we heard earlier is one of his songs, of course, that is awaring the public about these very many unexploded ordinances. And we also had the chief of mine action, Fran O'Grady. Well, it's just 25 minutes past 8 a.m. Good morning. This is where the nation's biggest conversations begin every morning. My name is Irene Lasu, and it will be, when I come back, it will be the news headlines. Stay tuned. Good morning.